Emergency understanding status. There are no councils available. There is no consulate for me to address these health/safety concerns with life or projected death outcome. Doctors. You must involve yourself. Dr. Neeraj Gupta. Southern California Orthopedic. 180E Artesia Street. Stay 360. Pomona, CA 491767. Phone, 909-629-4604. Fax, 909-629-4683. Webinar event title. Intergenerational Mental Health and Racial Healing Town Hall Meeting. Webinar ID, 880-7823-3178. Dear Zendesk/Zoom. We have a history, you and I, that is not so nice. In that I'm introducing you that the history of that interaction is upward put into perspective here. It's called interpolation in your interaction with me. You will be corrected. For at this moment in time, I have a United States Department of Justice confirmed receipt complaint against civil rights in view of this entire nightmare. Yeah, this is a nightmare I wake up to every single day. I have been living in these conditions for 15 years. I defined it as a huge monster. The monster that puts you all into a behavior that wipes me out completely and gives me no option. No option, no option. But to commit suicide before civil society will acknowledge the truth about the circumstances which I must bring forward. What I'm bringing forward is real. What I bring forward is controversial. What I bring forward perhaps is so taboo you won't touch it, but you must. What I bring forward in March 2019, a conflict with an HIV doctor in a course of contention he had the obligation fiduciary responsibility to repair and work with his patient with this topic. But he refused. When I confronted him with it the aftermath over a year later. That confronting this, his position and actions - he was fully aware of my positioning. He being fully indefensible. He terminated services for no reason to not wanting and to avoid me to have a discussion. Like. I am with this panel exactly the same today. When I broke the restraining order involved in his complaint against me. By fax. I sent this to him, to the San Bernardino County Department Behavioral Health and to the police in breaking this restraining order about a week and a half prior to these events. The issuance publication on the NY.gov April 6, 2020 directly related to the topic that I could not bring forward with the doctor at the time in March 2019. I have not been able to secure the pathway to obtain Dr. Karen H.I.V. because I will not enter into an imbalanced doctor/body-end relationship that I cannot trust. Since March of 2019, I have no care and no medications in H.I.V. care. All across social media is this public posting, #H.I.V. untreatable. I have failed attempts - even with insurance carrier Humana. In March of 2019, I didn't have an actual name of what was happening in a social community national scope focus. I was just trying to assert my individual circumstances and needs to find solutions and resolves. It is affecting my health care, my HIV, and my mental health. I can't find any resolve for this. I was unable to talk about it. Then and now. These circumstances suspicious. He died April 10, 2020. Reason, stroke. These circumstances highly suspicious in my view of considerations that he actually committed suicide to prevent him from having to actually deal with me in this truth. In the next cycle confrontation of truth and consequences. That is to the level of seriousness I am approaching this complaint. Zendesk/Zoom. Do I have your attention? Your serious attention to this matter? Ref. http://autumn4adam-zendesk.fuckeduphuman.net http://dr-eric-tomoni-shigena.fuckeduphuman.net http://dr-eric-tomoni-shigena.fuckeduphuman.net/beatles.com-review/ http://humanautofuckeduphuman.space Director of the San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health. http://dr-veronica-kelly.fuckeduphuman.net/ Can't believe me. This record and commitment to this resolve, I have tried every aspect of our civil society. Every aspect has not fulfilled a communication exchange to maintain a connection with me. To have a discussion with me. There's a roadblock in my way every time. Time and time again, failure after failure after failure. It's all documented, people. It's all documented for 15 years. It's all documented. There absolutely is no consulate. Everybody cannot ship me out of their presence to some other location and try to let them deal with me. That is not what is needed here. I will not accept anything less than the standard of excellence. And I will not compromise to sit down and shut the fuck up about the truth. I will die first. Exactly how many times do I have to repeat that? Exactly how many times? 5. 10. 100. 1,000. How about 9 here and settle it in your end for a change? I will die first. 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 Today in the webinar on your platform. This was a predictable outcome. Crystal Ball. I begin on Facebook with their Facebook event. Already commenting about this topic. This topic is showing that I'm going to talk about this subject prior to the event. I was there for this event to bring forward the matter in a Q&A in a chat simply structured. I said that I have an email already mentioned this matter. It is a complex matter and I want an answer for this. On live discussion, they could have said we'll get back to you with an answer dash confirming receipt of this matter. That would have been nice. But they deceived the record. They said that the question was answered live. It was not answered live. That was the deception that I then, Dad said no far from the truth. This was not answered live. Pick for my returning to the topic and bringing forward the fact that they did not answer it. The host kicked me out of the meeting as though I don't deserve to be there and I don't deserve to pose his question. On Facebook, the beginning and ending including screen snapshots of this interaction I did nothing wrong. https://facebook.com/742,707,726,989,879 View equals permalink and it equals 442,707,733,656,545. Also. https://facebook.com/story.php, story_f/bit=10,158,173,706,708,527 and it equals 46,126,453,526. Today in the webinar on your platform. One of the panel speakers was Dr. Catherine Meeks. I in fact have a 15-year history with Dr. Meeks. All the way back to Oakland, California and her project. City AIDS America. In which the Times recommendation was grassroots efforts and there was no policy pathways. I have the evidence of history that began email log directed to her and of course everybody else for that matter regarding this topic. Regarding this topic on how it actually is directly related to mental health as noted in the NIH document. The relevancy is obvious and it cannot be separated just whimsically separated because they don't want to deal with this truth. My history being documented since 2005 as you know the creation of my web space is registration of this very unique web presence was June of 2005. This matter of topic so ugly. Focus on theater term. Intergenerational. I too will assume that you will go back into your dark corner of the internet the shadows. The shadows of evil instead of bringing forward this truth. This truth is the truth. You know all this is dash this truth must come up into the light. It's time people dash, it's time. You, here at Zen6desk/Zoom customer service. If it's a happens to be that I got an independent agent not involving this hidden perspectives dash, that is no idea what I'm talking about open your mind up. The solution here is to reprimand the host of this webinar for kicking out an audience member unjustly lyrics to an audience member who has a very much impactful need to bring forward these things interview this is truly in a matter of national security and in that such is the case whatever she wants to imply and pose or push against me needs to be removed and apologized and released to the freedom that I must have a forum somewhere to bring forwarding this truth for as we stand the email subject that I pre-sent her is titled. Re. There is no consulate. I want somebody to overview the exact details to what is in the record on that webinar my submission my activity everything even including if you need to record the audio that I didn't go out and on audio anywhere beer the matter of the record of the meeting is invalidated it serves no purpose it should be removed from existence because the obvious agenda here is not what they're trying to discuss because what I'm coming directly upon them in their own discussion is what I'm trying to do and they notify my ability immediately. Their agenda is obviously contrary to what they're showing themselves to be. The only remedy is here is for you to suspend their ability to host further including any perhaps new IDs they attempt to put into view. They need to acknowledge my apologize to me and move into reconciliation and honestly show themselves they actually do have the integrity in a full all's new direction 180 degrees about face carrots and that is what I'm demanding of everybody in all of this. If you recall these in inference of Adam 4 Adam involved there was a hole in the security of their site and I contacted the FBI several times their security hole about Adam for Adam and it was only your interface finally for that which is involved but my support tickets were immediately being removed in my first introduction when in I found out it was in day was handling the support ticketing for Adam 4 Adam. It seemed to have pretty much smoothed itself out but then again I have an interaction further ahead an interruption between my communications to a member on Adam 4 Adam that happened to be my exact roommate. So it wasn't accidental communication. It was important consequential communication on that site they involved themselves in interrupting me. Interfering with me. Who are they? You tell me. You know dash I.am sure. You can not cut and run out coward. I don't need anybody to tell me the truth that I know exists in all of this. If you think I'm delusional, you're only following a narrative of a dated paper in 2015 American Psychological Association on this subject. That's the April 6, 2020 paper on the same subject and the same author redefines for our society. I know what is the truth is. The real truth will be put into perspective here. A fully wisdom-wise, reliable and with integrity pathway-policy pathway, please. You at Zendesk having a tarnished history in all of this with me, checkmate. I saw your email address for Zoom customer support. I will forward you the email and its completion in the aftermath of my presence in that meeting. D all about the side of this that needs to be addressed, my side prevails, okay. What state accept their positioning that threw me out for unjustified reasons? They actually qualified why that is not just we're sorry but we're sorry for what, and that apology is issued officially to a public ability, a public statement that we won't be listening to citizen James Martin Driscoll in these regards somehow someway, then that apology become accepted on my part before you release their suspension, okay. This is an abuse in mental health system itself and all the interacting topics and discussion merits they're trying to put into view. They lack the need to bring forward a view of history true. Hashtag Sankofa. Focus on theater term. Intergenerational. Future forward, they wish to not acknowledge this past relativism. They don't have a perspective of equality to the truth. Anything other than that would be a deception that does not solve these matters and is left as an intractable conflict of a wicked problem. There's no other solution we collective can take. That you can't bring forward the truth. If you can't bring forward the truth, we can't apply solution and resolves for these discussion topics. We are at an impact of an impasse. They're the ones introducing and proceeding nowhere rational, blocking out the truth. They are the ones introducing the conflict is unresolvable. They are the ones inducing impasse. It is your moral responsibility to intervene. Insert cared here. Knock knock angels. I need a guardian angel. https://knock-knock-angels. Cared, ka slash. https://balance-wholeness. Cared, ka slash. @reality_audit. Dr. Neeraj Gupta. Twitter, @GrewUp, pinned. http://twitter.com/grewup/status/1,383,383,689,608,896,518, S=19. Tagged. @TheJusticeAdept. ID, 29,851-GBD. Location, top of Lit Mountain. Final segment the truth This is still in draft and I need a human person to look at my draft and make sure it's perfect for delivery into their care. I need a human person from a council that I need to form from a position there is no consulate. Comparison of papers research note this is from the exact same author. A re-evaluation of the truth. @Ben Bonachin, Legislative Affairs Officer APA Public Interest Government Relations. Dearly opened, O kind sir, a reference writing from May 20, 2006 directed to the attorney of eviction case WGO 6266106, found at SoundCloud and WikiWorld local HIV community, Oakland, California, USA. Ben Bonachin, Legislative and Federal Affairs Officer. American Psychological Association. I need your help. Not the invisible kind. Not the one that does things under the view of reality as a cause to effect mystically. I will not accept that kind of help. https://signet.apa.org/record/2015-44283-003. Complaints of group sitalking, gang stalking, an exploratory study of their nature and impact on complainants. Journal article. Database. APA PsychInfo. Sheridan, Lorraine P. James, David V. Reconcile this. All cases of reported group stalking were found likely to be delusional, compared with 3.9% of individually stalked cases. Flat out lie. I profess a unique perspective that is distinctively, intrinsically, and reliably used to discern the truth. https://www.nabi.nlm.ni/gov/bmc/article/bmc7178134/. The Phenomenology of Group Stalking, Gang Stalking, a Content Analysis of Subjective Experiences. Int J. Environ 6 Res. Public Health. 2020 April, 17, 7, 2506. Published online 2020 April 6. Doi, 10.3390/JERF17072506. PMCID, PMC7178134. PMID, 32268595. Lorraine Sheridan, 1, asterisk David V. James, 2 and Jaden Roth, 1. One School of Psychology, Curtin University, Perth, WA 6102, Australia. Theseus Risk, Cavalier Court, Cheltenham SN 14 6LH UK. dreedvjames@gmail.com. Correspondence. lorraine.sheridan@curtin.edu.au. Received 2020 March 12, accepted 2020 April 3. Copyright 2020 by the authors. 0.